The Brady Report.
G'day, Enda.
Yeah, morning, Millsy. Hi, Baz. Good to speak to you again. Playing back to reality.
Boris Johnson in trouble.
Yeah, this is following on from what I told you yesterday. This article he wrote in the Spectator magazine, basically describing the burqa, which some Muslim women wear. He described it as something that bank robbers wear, and he described it as that they look like letterboxes. This is in a national newspaper, The Telegraph in London. He's gotten a lot of trouble over it, and the end result is the Prime Minister is calling on Boris Johnson to apologise, and she says that it's wrong, the comments he's made. I reckon there's a leadership bid on its way. Boris is, he loves publicity, he loves attention, he loves rabble-rousing. Something's going on, because why would you write an article like that out of the blue for no reason? It's fascinating.
Indeed. Now, Ola, we've got here, it's coming to Britain.
Yeah, this is big news. So we hadn't really heard of this taxi hailing business before, but apparently it's massive in India. We read that it's done quite well in Australia. Uber, I don't think, will be hugely happy to hear this. They've had issues in London, and of course the London black cabs that are famous, they don't like any of these ride hailing apps. So Ola moving to the UK and trying to move in on the market as well.
And some footy news.
Yeah, Chelsea goalie Thibaut Courtois, the Belgian international who had a good World Cup, he has not turned up for training 2 days in a row. A lot of people asking where he is, and people joining up the dots and thinking that perhaps he's on the transfer list or trying to engineer a move to Real Madrid. But there you go. Imagine being the Chelsea goalie. 2 days on the spin, he has not turned in for training.
Hopefully you'll have a safe trip. I'm sure you will. And we'll talk again tomorrow. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
If I don't, Millsy, I love you loads, mate.